For thousands of low-income children in Wyoming, there is such a thing as a free lunch, at least during the school year. In order to provide healthy food to students who rely on free or reduced meals throughout the vacation season, schools and other organizations are attempting to offer free summer meals to kids. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder reports, they aren't reaching everyone.
The oranges are a hit at Feeding Laramie Valley, where Sandy Moody is serving lunch to a steady stream of eaters. By the end of the hour, it'll add up to more than 60 people from daycares, preschools, and the local neighborhood. Moody says they'll serve anyone, kids for free and adults for $1.50.
Gail just believes that everyone should have availability of food, and it's a lower income section of town, and she just thought we were in the right location to set up a program like this. Last year they did it 3 days a week, and it was such a success that she went to 5 this year.
Gail Woodsum is the founder of Feeding Laramie Valley, a nonprofit that grows and distributes local produce at no cost. They started serving these types of lunches in 2015 out of a concern that some kids were lacking reliable access to nutrition during the summer months.
A lot of children get their primary meals, if not their only meals, at school. But that means when school is out of session, they're out of a food source.
Woodsum also wanted to give kids something fun and engaging to do together.
We know that sometimes kids get isolated during the summer. They lose contact with community that they have at school and learning opportunities.
The USDA reimburses places like Feeding Laramie Valley $2 or $3 per meal, depending on whether they're serving lunch or breakfast. For a meal to count, the kids have to take a certain amount from various food groups. Woodsum says the reimbursements help them cover most of their food costs, but they're not enough to fund an entire program.
It does nothing to cover the cost of the site that we're holding it at or of any of the staff that's doing the work to cook the food and serve the food and clean up afterwards and plan the activities and all of that.
Woodsum worked around that problem by hiring paid volunteers from AmeriCorps Vista, a national service program that picks up most of their labor costs. Wyoming Department of Education Nutrition Programs consultant Amanda Anderson says finding staff to serve meals is a barrier to many schools and organizations, which is a concern because children in the state need more locations where they can find summer food.
On the reservation, for example, we have communities that are really, really spread out. And so, you know, we really need more summer food service program sites so families aren't having to drive 10, 15 minutes or more to get to a site.
And there are plenty of other places lacking food sites in Wyoming. The other problem is that there are fewer kids eating meals at existing locations. Data from the Food Research and Action Council showed the number of participants in the state's summer food programs decreased from 2015 to 2016, and only 1 in 5 low-income kids are participating. Similar trends exist nationally. Anderson says summer hunger can have lasting effects.
It's sad to think that there's kids that are worried about getting food during the summer months instead of just being able to be a kid. And also, when kids go hungry during the summer months or don't receive proper nutrition, they start off the school year already behind.
Anderson says programs are more successful if they can make people feel comfortable showing up, so it's important that they don't ask people to prove their incomes. But she says that does make it harder to know whether they're reaching the people they intend to serve.
To make the site more welcoming, you know, you don't have an enrollment list or a roster. It's just come in and eat, and then we're going to mark you off, you know, that you ate. And so it's hard to say if the people that really need it are receiving it. You know, we just kind of hope that they are.
Wyoming Food for Thought is a Casper nonprofit, also working to improve people's access to nutrition. Director Jamie Purcell is trying to be creative in her approach to reaching kids who need meals, like bringing food to where the kids are.
Now we've actually moved mostly down the street to the Marion Kreiner Pool, which is half a block away, and they have a picnic shelter, and so trying to capture more kids from the neighborhood who might be going to the pool in the afternoon.
On a good day, Purcell says they serve 2 times as many meals as they did before they started setting up by the pool. But she has bigger plans. Eventually, Purcell wants to take summer meals all around Casper.
And then rescuing food, repurposing it into meals that meet those components, and literally like rolling up like a food truck does to a corner and just serving out of it and counting the meals that we serve.
Purcell's planning to submit a grant for that project by December. She and Feeding Laramie Valley's Woodsum have similar visions of growing more local food and transporting it to places where it is needed and easier to find. For now, they're among 96 places in Wyoming, serving weekday lunches to whoever can get there. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.